This is Michigan Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture, doing so today with Josh Whalen with Pioneer and this Pioneer Harvest update. And our first one of the season here, Josh, and we head to northern Michigan here with you to get this harvest update. Let's just first talk about the weather here for a moment. It's been awfully dry around Michigan. Let's head to your neck of the woods here specifically. Harvest has gotten off to a pretty good start. That's good news. But how has this dry weather that's really gone back a little ways maybe impacted some harvest operations? I know we were just kind of talking offline a little bit that there have been some combine fires given how dry it's been. I imagine it's impacting yield as well. I mean, it can be too dry, and maybe that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, I would say for sure. You know, whenever it comes to harvest conditions and dry weather, you're starting to see maybe a little bit of loss to corn as it's drying down a little bit too quickly. And same way with your soybeans. Once you're getting below those 10% marks, you're still getting the yield that's there, but you're bringing in drier beans than the elevator would take. So you know, it's you're not getting paid for the water that you normally would. But yeah, I mean, the big thing for me though has been how dry, you know, the dust has been. You know, we've fought some misty conditions late last week, but nothing too crazy. And you know, like we've talked about offline, it's led to a few fires out and about, and you know, it's got me concerned. You know, you guys are slowing down, and they're finding these things most of the time before things get out of control, which is good. So just as long as everybody keeps on pace with that.
As far as yield, what are we seeing? Are folks happy at this point? You know, from what I've been hearing, and you know, again, a lot of this is anecdotal. You know, we hear, you know, when they're happy, they're much more willing to share. You know, farmers I'm talking about, you know this better than I do. I'm hearing pretty good on corn. For the folks that have really gotten into the corn, they're pretty happy. Soybeans, I'm hearing good, not great. You tell me, is that kind of aligning with what you're hearing, or are you hearing a little bit different?
A little bit. You know, so what I've seen is, yeah, corn has been fairly excellent most places. It is drying down quicker than people in northern Michigan have ever experienced. It's doing it naturally. It's just we had a lot of heat this summer that we weren't used to, and what that led to is some really good corn, some pretty good test weight. So I'm really happy with how stuff looks in that sense. Soybeans, I would say the early season soybeans are some of the best early season soybeans we've ever seen. And I'm guessing the later stuff, it's still there. They're pretty good. Like you said, not the best we've ever seen, but I think that's because they ran out of water in August. So we didn't, after mid-August, we really didn't have any rainfall through September. So, you know, that, talking back to that dry weather, we were starting to see some losses come from that, but they're still hanging right in there with early season beans, just not going above and beyond what we'd normally expect them to be. So nothing too crazy. You know, I mean, yields are still looking really good for the most part. Everything I've seen has been really, really nice. Even the beans all the way up in Alpena are, you know, yielding 60, 70 bushel at times. So really excited to see what's coming of it.
Yeah. And when I say, you know, good, not great, I think that, you know, still above average. I think that folks are still, you know, pretty pleased, maybe just not quite where they expected. They might be given, you know, where we were through much of the season. But again, you're right. Just dry. I think that's kind of where it's been.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think guys, you know, the growing season was great. You know, I think we were a little concerned with how the beans looked early in the season, but they really made a comeback. I think a few more rains would have pushed us into very overwhelming soybean yields. So,
As we kind of look at the season on the whole, you know, going way, way back, I'm talking, you know, commodity classic now going way back. The big news coming out of Commodity Classic was the announcement of a new product for Pioneer, and it was the Z Series soybeans. And the reason it was the big announcement is because people were already really happy with your A-series soybeans, Josh. And the Z-series soybeans was kind of this promise of, boy, we even improved upon that. And I'm just curious to know, you know, after getting out there and kind of having the season that we had, and I know that, you know, putting some Z-series soybeans out there, are we starting to get into some of those, and what are some of the results that we've been seeing from some of that?
Yeah, yeah. The new Z-series lineup is by far the best beans I've seen out there. I mean, there's, you know, beans that are yielding in similar maturity ranges, you know, 3 bushels above the A-series lineup. And I've had nothing but happy growers about them. A lot of phone calls with people very pleased with the yields they're seeing, very impressed, and then going back to their, or, you know, even coming from their A-series beans into their Z-series, and, you know, they thought their A-series their beans were good, and then they got to the Z-series, and they were really, really impressed with them. So that's not to say that the A-series lineup that we have is a slouch by any means. The 22 A67s have been great beans for us this year, but I would say, like, for us, the early season bean being the 2-1 has 21Z has really ran away with a lot of our plots. So they're looking really good. I'm really excited to see how, you know, they continue to go. I'm looking at the beans in research, and they look even better on the Z series lineup. So yeah, they're everything that we chalked them up to be so far. I've been really, really happy and pleased to see where it came from. Especially starting off in soybean research with my career. You know, I got to look at these beans 5 years ago before they were advanced to what they are now. And it's really cool to see it come full circle. They've been amazing agronomically, very, very sound. And they're in my opinion, just a better looking bean most of the time. They handled everything really well this season, whether that be the insect pressure or, you know, the droughtier conditions later in season, things look really good on them.
With this forecast continuing to stay dry, at least for the foreseeable future, folks are going to get a lot done here in a short period of time, and I think the message right now is just stay safe and keep it rolling. I mean, just a lot of work to get done here. I imagine, again, they're going to be rolling here as much as they can in a very short period of time here, Josh.
Yeah, 100%. The one thing I'd really push is that as you finish your beans, don't be afraid to run into some corn. It's probably drier than you think it is, especially with the late season disease impacts that we've seen on some of the crops out there. So don't feel like you've got to leave your corn out in the field until November, December, January. It's pretty well dry and ready to go now. But yeah, no, don't get in a rush either. You know, stay safe out there and you know, make sure you're doing everything right.